China's economy continues to battle back as the country keeps its coronavirus outbreak in check. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The world's second largest economy grew 4.9% in the third quarter from a year ago. The expansion was slightly slower than economists predicted, but faster than the 3.2% growth rate notched in the second quarter when the country bounced back from an historic drop at the start of the year. Industrial production and consumer spending helped boost the overall economy, as Iris Peng, ING's chief China economist in Hong Kong, explains.
The first and most eye-catching growth is actually consumption. Social distancing measures are still strict in China. So it's not like the normal times in 2019 that you can eat in the restaurant no matter how many people with you. It's not like that in China. So there are limitations for 2020 Golden Week and for 2020 summer holiday. But with these restrictions, we still see growth in tourism and also luxurious spending. It is actually quite upbeat.
The IMF has said it expects the global economy to contract this year. We're seeing second waves of the virus here in Europe, and that's leading to more travel and consumer restrictions. Could China actually be one of the few places that sees economic growth in 2020, do you think?
Yes, I agree. Actually, my forecast for GDP has just been revised upward to 1.7% in 2020. We expect that the consumer spending to continue to grow, and also that we have seen property investments and also medical and technology investment increasing in China. For technology investment, that comes from the pressure from the U.S. So China needs to be self-reliant. That is the source of investments in technology.
Iris Peng, ING's chief China economist in Hong Kong. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Victoria.
Checking the numbers now, despite the upbeat longer-term forecasts for the Chinese economy, the weaker-than-expected data today pushed stocks 0.7% lower in Shanghai. Here in Europe, trading on stocks in Amsterdam, Brussels, Lisbon, and Paris is halted after exchange operator Euronext said a technical issue is affecting operations. It comes weeks after a glitch took down the world's third-largest exchange in Tokyo. Before the stoppage, the CAC 40 in Paris was up 0.8%. Benchmarks now across the continent have paired earlier gains. European regulators are continuing to step up their scrutiny on Facebook. Last week, the social networking giant agreed to toughen rules about sponsored posts to make them more transparent. Today, authorities said they're looking at how Instagram deals with the data from children using the platform. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman has those details.
Because it has its European headquarters in Ireland, Facebook is now the subject of two new investigations by the Irish Data Protection Commissioner. The commissioner wants to know whether Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, has a legal basis for processing the personal data of children and whether it does enough to protect that data. The minimum age for having an Instagram account is 13. So the investigation will also examine if the social network's account settings are appropriate for a child when it comes to data privacy. If authorities find that Facebook has failed in its responsibility as a data controller, it could face a large fine. There had also been allegations that children could easily switch their accounts from private to business, which would then publicly display their contact information. Facebook says it's made updates to business accounts to opt out of contact sharing, and it's cooperating with the Irish Data Protection Commissioner's investigation. I'm the BBC's Zoe Kleinman for Marketplace.
This weekend was the first in 7 months that India's movie theaters were allowed to reopen, but attendance was muted as the country continues to battle its coronavirus outbreak. The relaxed movie-going restrictions, though, come as India's multi-million dollar film industry, known as Bollywood, also slowly starts to reopen, as the BBC's Arunade Mukherjee reports.
At a movie set in the film capital of India, Mumbai, an actor is getting his makeup just before he shoots his scene. It's quite a sight. The makeup artist is dressed in complete COVID-19 protective gear as he puffs the actor's nose and gels his hair. The actor, Angad Bedi, is happy to be back on set after the lockdown restrictions were eased, but is also trying to adjust to this strange new normal.
Shooting has not been easy. Times are tough. The pandemic is very much underway and we're still trying to do work and make it seem normal.
Action! The director of the film appears busy, trying to maintain a balance between issuing instructions on filming and ensuring all those on set follow safety protocol. Business has been hard. Traditionally, nearly 70% of a movie's revenue comes from theatre releases. But cinema halls had been shut from March till mid-October. Filming had slowed down, so Bollywood has had to adapt to a new normal. But as theatres had to shut, doors to over-the-top platforms opened up, offering a lifeline to the Indian film industry. Platforms like Netflix, Amazon and Hotstar buy film rights at a fixed price, and that has allowed the show to go on, says well-known filmmaker and the managing director of Balaji Telefilms, Ekta Kapoor.
There has been a certain buoyancy coming in at the high numbers that the OTT players are throwing at producers and the actors. So with that kind of money coming in, I don't see a cut in the cost per film because a whole new revenue stream has opened.
With business assured because of the rising popularity of these OTT platforms and lockdown restrictions now being eased, sets are abuzz again. But the road to normalcy for Bollywood might just read like a movie script, fraught with its own share of ups and downs. I'm the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee for Marketplace.
Finally, the first commercial passenger flight from the United Arab Emirates to Israel landed this morning. The two countries recently agreed to normalize relations, though Palestine has been bitterly critical. Tomorrow, the UAE and Israel are expected to agree an arrangement that will allow 28 commercial flights each week. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.